So this week's garden class is on peony, growing better peonies. I thought I'd just mention it because I'm teaching the class this weekend. I like peonies. I grow a lot of flowers. I'm actually, if I were to define myself as a gardener, I would define myself as a flower grower. I just love the fragrance, the beauty, the butterflies, the hummingbirds, just that sequence. I'm always trying to get them to bloom bigger, bloom again, bloom longer, bloom brighter. So I'm playing with fertilizers and deadheading techniques and pruning and stuff. So it's just kind of a fun thing. And you never tire of it because the seasons, there's always a winter bloomer. There's always a spring bloomer. There's always a summer. You can get something to bloom all 12 months out of the year. And so I like that. Whereas vegetables, that's mainly a summer thing. And then, you know, quite honestly, I get tired of picking tomatoes. Once you have a few bushels of them, it's like, oh, man, it's October. Isn't frost ever going to come? And so you just kind of, I know it seems offensive to you vegetable growers, gardeners, but I'm just kind of, I do all the vegetable things. Trees don't, I mean, once they're big, they're done. It's not like an ongoing thing. Trees are once and done kind of stuff. Yeah, you might replace one every once in a while, but it's not. You know, fruit trees might be a little different. Orchards, my property is not big enough for orchard. Definition of an orchard is if you can have over 7 trees or more, you are now an orchard. You have an orchard. If you're 6 trees and under, it's defined as a backyard garden. So there you go. I don't have room for an orchard in my yard. I don't want that many fruit trees. I love fruit trees. I put them in pots. My peach is in a container by the hot tub. I mean, it's just right there. It's so easy. I stand up on the hot tub to pick the fruit or to prune it. So I'm simplified. But flowers, I'm a flower grower. So peonies are a core. Peonies are some of your longest living perennials. The perennials and permanent kind of peas comes back every year. So perennial is it's going to come back. You plant it once, you get years of enjoyment. And so peonies are one of those. I think it's foundational. Peonies grow in full sun to part shade. I say they need at least, I would say, 4 hours of sun to really perform well. Otherwise, the flowers will be smaller or you'll have less flowers. And they have that English, that great big, it's got a baseball size flower, usually doubles. It's mini ruffled or feathery type of a flower. Very deep, rich looking, and it's got a fragrance. Oh my gosh, it smells so good. I love picking them and then floating them in this beautiful crystal bowl that we have that just kind of floats around and shows them off for all to enjoy at the dinner table or wherever. And so they're really good. The secret with peonies, and I've killed several, so it just kind of, this is hard knocks. This is experience. This is how you learn gardening, is by killing things. I hate to say that out loud, but I found I'm up in the Eagle Ridge, you know, Prescott Lakes area here above the high school in Prescott. There, it's beautiful vistas. I get to see the dells. It's gorgeous. I get to see all the majesty that happens with the storms that come up those valleys. It's beautiful. But the soil is crazy hard. It's heavy clay soil. And so I killed the first few. We've been in this house for about 20 years. Now, when we killed the first few, it was I didn't amend the soil enough. Or I overwatered. So that soil stayed too wet and peonies have this real fibrous root mass. It's real thick. That's what this makes them so not drought hardy, but so robust. Even in the hotter summer months, they still perform well because they got this big fleshy root, kind of like a rhubarb. Got something like that, real fleshy. Well, that fleshy root, all that carbohydrates, all the starchy stuff in that root can start to rot. And once that root starts to rot, it is very difficult to get it to recover. And so it causes rotting, sitting in soil. It's like putting your feet in mud for an hour. It feels pretty good. My skin's so soft. Oh, my wrinkles are gone. But for a day and a half, your skin's fallen off. Same with peonies. They don't like that. They like wet, and then they like to dry out. That's a secret. So really, I actually created some raised beds. I've got an Ito peony, which is we grafted an English peony onto a tree peony root, and you get this English peony on steroids. I mean, the flowers are as big as your hand, and you get the funky colors. You get the yellows, and you get the bright colors, and the fragrance is like again, more intense. And so Ito peony, this is a big peony. It's at least 3-4 feet tall in this beautiful oxblood red container. It's glorious. It's just beautiful. When it's in bloom, everyone comments. And so you don't have to grow it in the ground. They can be in a raised bed or in a container. They're pretty flexible. But in the ground, make sure that ground drains, or you'll have a garden experience to share on how to kill peonies. And here's how you get them to live. So peonies are pretty easy. Now's the time to put them in. Now you'll get blooms. They're heavily budded and they're actively growing right now at the garden center. Okay, that's it for this segment. Got Lisa Waters Lane coming up with her segment right after this.